For those of you unaware, that's 2 weeks in a row we've opened with a professional wrestling theme.
Am I sensing something here that you want to tell us?
Yeah. All I know is that Ronda Rousey put Triple H through a table, and that was awesome! All right, that's all the talk we can have about professional wrestling today. I've discovered something new here. This is the second edition of Monday Fun Day.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I've discovered right off the bat.
What's that?
I'm going to keep working with you two, I need a drink.
Yeah, look at that.
Just too bad
popped
it's
one
Pepsi.
Open already.
That is a Bud Light. Thank you.
Oh, my God, it is a Bud Light.
Dude, yep. Already?
Yeah.
I've got coffee.
God, we taped the show at 6:30 in the morning, too. I mean, how crazy is that?
I don't want to tell you. You guys stress me out, and I need a cold one.
We stress you out.
He's a day drinker. Look at that.
We stress you out.
He's got his Q104 camo koozie and everything, everybody. Look at that.
He's so cheesy. His background on his phone is the show logo.
It's my station's logo because we just got a new one. All right, let's reintroduce ourselves for those unfamiliar. This is the second ever Monday Funday podcast. My name is Mike Keller. I do the morning show on Q104.
What's up? It is Truda. I do the morning show at KC1021. Also, for those who are not in the know, I am one of the public address announcers at Arrowhead Stadium for Kansas City Chiefs football.
I like how you
I think
that
that's relevant for today.
It is.
And I'm Shaylee, and I do promotions for Mix and Casey, and I'm on the morning show with one Brian Truda.
And it's debatable whether she does those well.
Shut up. I can't reach you, but I'd punch you.
All right,
you.
So Marcus Peters, no longer a Chief. How about that?
Boy, and the opinions flew in on that Friday, didn't they?
My God, well, yeah, there was no shortage of opinion like that.
Well, and what's funny is Mike and I were actually at lunch, and we were just sitting there, and I looked up, and I said, oh, my God, did you see this? And we saw it at the same time, and we started talking about it, and then the internet exploded.
Well, yeah, the interesting thing is I had told her, hey, let's keep our eye on this for what is now today's show.
Mm-hmm.
There's rumors that Marcus is getting traded.
Right.
I don't believe them, but there are rumors, and so we have to take them somewhat seriously. And then it was about 15 minutes later, Rams.
They pulled the trigger.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And by the way, if you listen to last week's podcast, one of us in this room is from St. Louis, so when you hear the word Rams, you just kind of want to punch him in the mouth. I don't
you
like
have no love
guys.
Loss for the Rams, for the Rams, Cronkies, or, for anybody, huh?
Organization.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, we haven't discuss this with each other when it comes to opinions on this. I think this was a stupid, stupid move by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Dumb.
All right, Shaylee, you?
No, I agree. I mean, it's great unless you want to say we're not rebuilding, but otherwise, we're getting draft picks out of this. Let's be honest. Big deal.
Yeah, where's Aaron Donald in this trade? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not involved in it? Then you shouldn't have made it.
Yeah. Damn it, I didn't want to agree with you guys, but I hate this move.
The dumb move.
I mean, look, all the internet wants to blow up and say, oh, he's a mess and he's a cancer and he's this and that and the other, but he's also the best at what he does. And what the defense has been the hallmark of what we've done for the past few years, and what are we going to do now?
I don't know.
Don't worry, we've got draft picks all day.
Yeah. And
nothing to pick from.
Let's talk about what else is fishy about this trade. Why can't we? Why don't we know what Kansas City is getting back in this trade yet? Why are they
because
hiding that?
It can't
that from
be
us?
Official until March 14th.
Doesn't mean you can't tell us what it's going to be. If that's the case, then how are we allowed to know that Marcus is going to the Rams, or how are we allowed to know that Alex is going to the Redskins?
I don't know, that's a good point. I mean, no, I get you there. We don't know, right?
I don't
know
the final
terms. I think if it was a player, we would know it. But if it's anything other than that, we're going to have to wait to see.
I feel like if it's a first-round draft pick, and shame on Kansas City if there is not a first-round draft pick in this trade, I just don't think they want us to know about
that's
it.
That's got to be the minimum he goes for, right? I mean, you have to. You
I bet
have
you,
to have
I
a
bet
first
you he
round.
Doesn't. I'm going to say that right now. I bet you he does
Are
not.
Are they preparing us for some sort of big letdown with this?
Well, didn't it already happen?
The fact that he's gone anyway?
Right.
Yeah, well.
So here's the argument you'll hear from the people who are happy about the Marcus Peters trade.
Mm-hmm.
He was a cancer during the team.
He doesn't stand up for the anthem.
And that son of a gun sat during the national anthem.
Right.
Or he threw a penalty flag into the stands. I remember listening to a radio station that wasn't one of ours. Sorry about that.
Whoops.
That talks sports a little more than we do.
Right.
And this guy called in, and it was a great point, and I hadn't thought of it. I think by now everyone in Kansas City is thinking of it. If you're going to trade guys who are causing a ruckus on and off the field, then how are those trade offers for Travis Kelce coming in right now? Because you got to get him out of the team. How about Tyreek Hill, who admitted to something a lot worse than sitting during the national anthem?
And if that's the case, the entire Dallas Cowboys lineup is already out. So, I mean, if we're going to call a spade here, it's not just the Chiefs. It's across the whole league.
Well, there have been a lot of guys that have come through. I mean, it's not just the Chiefs thing. Look, it's a football thing. It's a sports thing. We talked about Tyreek Hill when he came here. Do you forgive his past, and can you focus on what he does on the football field? Larry Johnson, we put up with this guy. We put up with Larry for quite some time in Kansas City. Derek Thomas was no saint. We all know the past there. I mean, look, it's the thing is that Marcus Peters on the field produced, was the best at what he did in that position, and it's going to be a huge hole for this team.
I can't believe people who are like, no, I'm glad we got rid of him. Yeah, we'll see how glad you are when you get your seats real cheap because the Chiefs are working on a promising 5-11.
So what is
you're going to be generous enough to say 5-11?
Wow.
Yeah, I will. I like Patty Mahomes. I like the Alex Smith trade, by the way. I don't like this trade. I did like the Alex trade.
Right. No, that was good. That was good. But Pat Mahomes leading the offense with now a Marcus Peters-less defense.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, to me, is by the time we get anybody worth having, Kelsey's going to be gone. Everybody that is decent now is going to be gone. So then we're going to be back to phase one of rebuilding yet again.
There's one possibility we haven't considered, though. The Chiefs traded Alex for that one corner. God help me. Mm-hmm. We're not a professional sports podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
We're the casual fans here. But we got that one corner from Washington and a couple of draft picks. And then we trade Peters to the Rams for a couple of draft picks. Stocked on draft picks. Could be a draft day trade involved. You move up for a top level college player. Or you could bunch some of these draft picks and go get yourself another elite defender, because I think they have enough draft picks to make that happen.
They could make moves in free agency, right? And Veach, as the GM, this is his first big move. This is his first big year and big draft as new general manager. So he's throwing his stuff around. Look, we needed cap room, but we also there are a lot of holes in this team that we needed to fill from the draft or free agency. There's no question. I mean, offensive line being one of them.
Yeah, I don't think cap room is the issue with Marcus, though. He's still in that rookie contract. Yeah. It was too soon. They traded him. I don't mind that they traded him. I mind that they traded him this soon. They traded him 1 year too soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that.
Do you think we would have been in a position next year with Pat Mahomes and whatever they could cobble through the draft to
make? I think it would have been smarter. It would have got us through this year a little bit better.
Or at least it would have been exciting to watch. Even if it, because
right,
Mahomes is going to be exciting to watch because since he runs and he throws. Now, once they start figuring him out, he's going to start throwing a few more picks, and then hopefully that's where Coach Reed jumps in.
Yeah.
Ooh, by the way, fire Andy Reid. Shut up. Okay, fine. Fire Andy Reid. Who are you going to put? Who are you going to hire instead? I'll wait. Oh, okay.
There
that's
it
right.
is.
There,
yeah, I think we got the crickets in there, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There we go. It's a button number 30 there.
No, yeah. Thanks. Okay, so that's the Marcus Peters deal. I think we're all, unfortunately, we all agreed on that, but I think it's a smart agreement. I mean, that's the worst move that they could make at this time.
By the way, I hope he struggles miserably with that stupid organization in Los Angeles.
Not bitter at all.
Did they kill you that they were actually somewhat good last year?
No, but they had the first bad year in L.A. This is their second year in L.A. when they took over, and what bothers me is they knew the right moves to make. I knew the Rams would be a good team because I watched them.
Right.
And
they had the foundation for it.
Yeah. It's just that they kept Jeff Fisher in St. Louis for forever for one reason. He's good at moving teams.
Right.
Because he moved Houston to Tennessee to become the Titans.
Sure. Yeah,
and that's
why
they get Jeff Fisher, they heralded him as this great coach. He is a career 500 coach. Jeff Fisher's motto is 8-8. Hey, that's great. Like, that's Jeff Fisher's motto. He is Captain Average.
Right.
He's like, hey, wild card.
He's just great with a Mayflower truck. That's all.
No.
You need to move an organization? Call Jeff Fisher. Let's go.
They moved to L.A. And here's the worst part is as much as I want to be mad at Stan Kroenke, and my wife's actually met Stan Kroenke, and he is as big of a tool as you would think he is. But I can't sit... I can't judge a guy for making a move that immediately quadruples the value of what you own. Like, I want to punch him in the face, but if I were faced with the same decision, I would absolutely do it. You're not loyal to your town. Yeah, but I'm really rich with this move. So, sorry, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in a better climate.
Don't you hate the business of sports?
Ugh, more than anything. Is it too? Can we talk Royals? Is it too early to talk Royals? Like, I mean, the spring training games, like, number 98 got a single today.
You know what? Spring training, you got to take it for what it's worth. I mean, does it show you anything about the season? Not really. I mean, you know, there were years that the Royals were in first place in the Grapefruit League, and then we came out and were mathematically eliminated by the end of May. So I can't do it. I'm sorry.
That darn Grapefruit
I am not
League.
One of these spring training yahoos.
Well, I do have some quick notes for you. Young Raul Mondesi Jr., not the old man, but the young one now.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah. Well, because his dad was Raul, and he's got a brother named Raul, so he has changed his name. He is now, and it's not Alberto, it's Adalberto.
What?
Adalberto Mondesi is how we're supposed to address him now.
Gotcha.
He's now Adalberto Mondesi instead of Raul Mondesi. He's going by his middle name.
Wait, so he and his brother had the same name?
Yeah, it was weird.
Are you serious?
Can you do that? Like, could we have another kid name her Addie also?
I don't know. Maybe he spelled it differently.
Why would you do that?
Maybe they're just not creative folk. I don't know.
There's not creativity. And I mean, what? That's absurd.
But listen, so for the rest of the show, we're all going to address each other by our middle names.
Great.
So you will call me David.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then.
No, I'm not telling you my middle name.
What? Why not?
Because I don't
Arthur.
Like it.
I'm
you kind of look like an Arthur.
Yeah, thank you. That was my grandpa. Thanks a lot.
This would be the nerdiest podcast ever if it were David and Arthur. And whatever Shaylee's middle name is. I'm interested why you won't share that with us, because we have no problem sharing our dumb middle names with you, but you won't share
just
your
don't
middle
like
name.
It. I just don't like it.
I don't
it.
Like my middle name either. Nobody likes their middle name.
Well, it's Diane.
Yep, that's right.
He knew that.
Mm-hmm.
What don't you like about Diane? Yeah.
I was actually texting people to get Shaylee's middle name. I'd forgotten.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're that interested?
No.
Arthur?
Yeah.
No, I just think that since you refused to share yours after we willingly shared our, I'd say, more nerdy middle names, that there's
Very
was
true.
No real reason for you not to share yours.
Well, I don't like it. There's a story behind it. Okay. I'll tell you later.
All right, great.
There, by the way, if you listen to Q104, there's a new song from artist Cam, and the name of the song is, anybody?
My middle name.
Diane. Also, kudos to Eric Hosmer wearing number 30 in San Diego.
If it's not Ticks, awesome. I don't listen to it. So,
whatever.
Yes, Hosmer, yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
A full page ad in the Star to say goodbye and say that he's wearing number 30.
I think that's very classy.
Of course, nobody saw the ad because nobody takes the paper anymore. So there is that. I mean,
I tried to read it on Twitter and I
dude could have saved a lot of money. Just put it on Facebook.
Oh, like he needs to save any money. Really? Yes. I'm sure Eric Hosmer's hurting.
$145 million. Dollars.
Yeah. By the way. Yeah. You know what? That's a good point. Because now free agency, we've all kind of accepted it as fans. It's a more common thing now.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to do something more creative now. I think the ad in the newspaper is outdated. I would suggest a Facebook ad's a great idea, or a social media ad, or I would buy a billboard by the stadium for a month.
Oh, buy a billboard's good, yeah.
Yeah.
What about skywriting? Make a big skywriting thing above Union Station?
Well, yeah, in Kansas
Thanks,
City weather.
Kansas City!
In Kansas City weather, it'll be rained out.
Yeah,
they fly snowing above, blizzard.
Yeah, it's the clouds and yeah.
Hire one of those billboard trucks that they drive around the Tech N9ne new album billboards with around town.
An Eric Hosmer car.
I always remember those. Like for,
of course you do.
For every time Tech N9ne had an album in the late 90s, early 2000s, they rolled one of those billboard trucks around.
Or if you wanted to be, you know, a little sassy with it, you do Mike's billboard idea, and then with the Walls Dietrich with the, you know, glow in the dark. How it says the names and stuff.
Yes.
You know, it says, thank you, Kansas City. And then in glow in the dark, it says, go Padres
in
the corner.
No. It switches hats.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's just two middle fingers. And they come out in the black
lights. I don't
think
he'd be that mean, but I think he would change his number real quick.
I think he's grateful for his time in KC. I think a part of him wished that they would have offered him the amount of money he was looking for. I think both sides understood it was a business decision. There's no ill will whatsoever.
Mm-mm.
I think everybody's happy. Everybody's fine with it. And,
I just think what he did for Ventura was very classy on his part.
No, it was a good call because he had to ask for that number. That wasn't available.
He did.
35 was retired, so he had to ask whoever the guy was. Now, I don't know any Padres because, you know.
Who
I
does?
Wonder, it was like a relief pitcher or somebody. It wasn't like a major, but I wonder if he had to pay for it because there is a history of guys having to pay for or give up something of value to take a number when they get to their new team.
If I was and Eric Hosmer wanted my number, for sure, you're going to pay for it. You've got enough money.
What would you charge Eric Hosmer, and would you use money or some other form of payment?
Well, it depends what number you're asking for. My phone number, you can have that.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's, yeah. Guys. Well, Email the show.
By the way, the proper thing to do is to ask them. I'll give you the number, but you have to donate $25,000 to this charity of my choosing.
I like that.
The proper way to go if you really want to look like a rock star.
I've heard 10,000 before as kind of a number thrown around there for a jersey number. 15,000.
Hosmer, the money he just made. I'd say you want 30? I'll take 30 grand. Yeah. Save the puppies.
There you go, right?
I like that. Woo-hoo. A grand a number.
Yeah, that's good.
There is a lot going on in college basketball, both for the teams that you all root for and the team that I root for, and all of it is terrible.
Hey, it's not just Kansas, okay? When they put the list up this weekend of all of the teams that are affected by the FBI investigation into college basketball, I mean, we're talking Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky. We already knew that Louisville was shady. They've already vacated their wins. Unfortunately, Kansas is wrapped up in it, too. Because of Josh Jackson's mom, who accepted a grand total of $2,700 in loans. $2,700.
How dare her? I'm kidding. That's a joke. What is it? Is it time to pay the players?
I think it's time to pay them for the use. You know what? I heard this over the weekend on ESPN. The Olympic model of paying them for endorsements. For the use of their likeness in things like video games, shoe contracts, jerseys. If you give them a cut of that and don't pay them directly for what they do on the court, I think that's completely fair.
I agree with that.
Well, you know, it's basketball. I think harder about this because, as you'll learn, basketball is not my forte.
Well, it's basketball, but you think about all of the NCAA sports. There's football. There's, you know, even the women's softball. There's swimming and diving. There's different stuff like that. There was a guy over the weekend, a former athlete, and he said, hey, look, my girlfriend at the time in college, we'd be walking to the bookstore, and I would see an entire rack with my jersey and my name on it that people are buying for $50 a pop. I'm not seeing any of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Tebow's on the cover of a video game. He didn't see any of that cash. So, I think it's time.
Yeah, just allow them to accept endorsements.
Right.
If I've been to Lawrence one time in my life, so I can't give you a good example. But if you're a Mizzou fan, listen to this podcast. If Michael Porter Jr. decides to suit up for the tournament, and Shiloh Bar and Grill there downtown wants to say, wants to endorse him somehow. And he says, hey, I'm Michael Porter Jr. And boy, I love the Shiloh burger at Shiloh. Come on down. Why? Why can't he do that? Why can't he take that money and give it to his family who needs it? There's no good reason. You can't give me one good reason. I'll wait.
No, there really isn't. Right. Shaylee?
No, I agree. And I know nothing about college basketball. But, I mean, I agree with the endorsement thing because, I mean, they wouldn't be where they were as a team with the likeness, like you're saying.
Right.
Might as well get paid for that part, yeah. Not anything they're doing on the court.
Right.
That's,
I mean, people
separate.
Argue, well, you know, they're getting paid with the scholarship. They're getting paid, you know, what is an education at KU worth now? What is it, 20 grand a year?
Nothing.
Probably? So it's not
but
the paper it's written on.
But you can make that same argument with a scholarship thing against academics.
But here's what I would argue. They're trying to argue, and we've got this is a good for anybody out there who works in a freelance business. Okay, so we work in radio. We get this a lot. I DJ a lot of gigs, and so I get this a lot as a personality. Somebody will call up and say, "Hey, will you come out and DJ my blank event, charity event, my bingo night, my wedding, whatever." We don't have any money, but it'd be great exposure for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, to me, that's the same argument as college basketball. We're not going to pay you. We're going to let you actually be a starving college kid because you know what? We take up so much of your time that you can't get a job to feed yourself, but we're not going to give you any actual money, but you'll get exposure so that one day you might play in the NBA.
Right.
To me, it's the same argument. Exposure doesn't pay the bills. It doesn't keep your car running. It doesn't pay your mortgage.
So what do you tell those people who ask you to DJ those events?
Well, I say that I'll do it for a discounted price. How about that?
No.
I will give you a discount off my normal regular retail price.
No, I don't do that. I say, how about you expose some of your cash out of your wallet into my pocket?
But does anyone ask you to DJ anything?
Yeah, but it's all family, so I can't do that to them.
Wow.
I've DJed two weddings in my life. By the way, people are like, oh, it'd be cool if, like, insert radio DJ, whoever your favorite one happens to be, could DJ my wedding. I can tell you that while I understand why you would think the two jobs are the same, they are completely different, especially the hours. And it is one of the worst experiences I've ever had. DJing weddings sucks.
And that's what Brian Truda does
on the
side.
Well, by the way, Brian Truda Entertainment is available 913-703-3552.
Plug it, man. Yeah, until we get a real sponsor, you can be the sponsor of the podcast.
Oh,
I
there we
care.
Go. That's it. Yes.
Why not make us sound official? Yeah, Truda will DJ, but I won't. I hate that crap. I hate DJing weddings and proms and all that. How many have you done?
Like how many? I've done it for 15 years.
So like thousands?
I've do about 50-some gigs a year.
Ugh.
Yeah. I'll tell you what's become worse over the past decade. Crowds. It's not the I've never knock
you sound
on
like
wood.
An old crotchety
I have never no,
no,
I've
he
never
doesn't.
Had a bridezilla. They're usually manageable, but it's the people that come up and say, "Hey, play me some Metallica, play it next." And I'm like, "No, we're not playing Metallica at a Sweet 16 party. No, play it next or I'm going to punch you in the face and throw beer all over your stuff."
No. Do it. Listen, man, if you play Metallica, everybody will come out on the dance floor and
yes,
dance.
Yes, that's exactly
trust
it.
Trust me,
right.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Trust me. No, I don't trust you, and I trust me because I know music because it's kind of my job. Now
right.
Go away, you douche. Sorry.
It's a wonder no one asks you to
I'm
DJ weddings.
You. Hey, look, we had the story this morning that guy drives Uber over the weekend. He was driving Uber. Two guys got in his car. We just had this on our show this morning. Two guys get in his car and go, "Hey, what do you think about the band Papa Roach?" And he goes, "They suck." And it was the lead singer of Papa Roach.
It was Kobe Dick?
Yes. That's fantastic. And so, you know what? There are little people, play Papa Roach and everybody will get out on the dance floor.
No. Go to any wedding ever. If they play Papa Roach, go to the DJ, ask for your money back, and get a real one.
Yeah. No kidding. Well, the crowds have gotten worse than the clients have.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Everyone
drunk
will
girls,
come on.
Play my song, please. Play it next. I'm telling you.
Play it next. No, get out of here. Mm. Speaking of lawsuits, there's another lawsuit going on. This one involves the University of Missouri and the University of South Carolina and the women's basketball programs. Did you hear about this?
I don't know if the video goes with the story. The video that one TV station chose to show over the weekend was a scrum on the floor, like these two, Mizzou, they're just going at it. Does that have something to do with it?
Well, that's where it started. So here's the deal. South Carolina is your defending women's national basketball champions from last year. Their first loss of the season this year came courtesy of the University of Missouri.
Oh, look at
you. Who is the number 11 team and will do very well in the tournament this year. So South Carolina's head coach name is Dawn Staley.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know the name, Google her. Mm-hmm. And Google her history with officials and her childish 4-year-old-like attitude when she doesn't get her way. Dawn Staley is not a millennial, sorry, Shaley, but kind of acts like one where when she doesn't get her way, she throws temper tantrums and just kind of until she gets her way.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
Because you're a millennial. And she...
So are you.
And she... Yeah, but I'm a good one.
What?
And... She will. She has been known to threaten officials and like charge at them while the game is going on because they'll call a foul and she'll be like, "What are you talking about?" And go crazy.
Wow.
So it's funny.
She's like the Tommy Lasorda of college basketball.
Yeah, she's got a little Bobby Knight to her.
Dirt on him.
Yeah, exactly. So the way I understand the story is the return game when Mizzou beat South Carolina was at Mizzou. And Dawn Staley complained because Mizzou played too hard against us and gave too much effort, and we thought they were being dirty. I mean, they were, like, fighting hard for loose balls. Hold on. Whatever.
I saw basketball. That's right. What I saw from that video.
So a couple weeks later, the rematch happens. This is in South Carolina, and there were several reports, that by the end of the game, most of the Mizzou women's basketball team had been spat on. Had racial terms slung at them.
Okay.
And it was heard by not only the radio broadcasters and the TV broadcasters who were there, but also by the Mizzou athletic director, whose name is Jim Sterk.
Okay.
Jim Sterk hops on the radio station, the sports station there in Columbia, KTGR. I know that because I actually work for that company, so I know the guys who work there.
Mm-hmm.
And he had interviewed the guy's name. He interviewed with Matt Michaels, who is their local sports guy there. And on his show, Jim Sterk said, "You know, I heard some things said too, and it seemed to me like Coach Staley didn't want to prevent that from happening." It sort of looked like she was encouraging it to me.
Mm.
Now, Mr. Sterk has, if he could go back in time, he probably wouldn't be so blunt about it.
Right.
But of course, what did this do? hurt Dawn Staley's feelings. Yes. She was offended, mm-hmm. which remember, you're not allowed to offend anybody anymore.
Right.
So because she was offended, she has now filed a class action defamation lawsuit mm-hmm. against the Missouri athletic director. And this has gotten so ugly that the governor of South Carolina has chimed in and wants the Mizzou AD to apologize, to which Mr. Stirk replied, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. I'll
see you in court. I can see the saliva dripping from my basketball player's hair, and all the guys who are on the radio with headphones on, so they're kind of drowned out from the crowd, could still hear the taunts and the jeers coming from your audience. And by the way, I don't remember her exact response, so don't quote me. But when they first told her those accusations, the coach's response wasn't along the lines of, I didn't hear anything, but if so, I want everyone to know that that's not tolerated in South Carolina. That wasn't her answer. Her answer was, prove it. You can't prove it.
Well, that doesn't sound guilty at all.
That sounds amazing, actually.
So there's an ongoing lawsuit, by the way, between pretty much the entire state of South Carolina and the Mizzou athletic director.
Might this be the first time that I agree with a Tiger fan? Possibly.
Hey, I'm biased. If you're a South Carolina fan and you dare to retort the story, I dare you, because we'll argue.
Can we send the Missouri's governor?
No, he's busy.
is that possible? Like, look, we'll just give up Greitens and you guys just make the whole thing go away.
I don't know how good of that trade is. I think that's another Marcus Peters-esque trade.
Come on, you like Greitens. It's fun to watch. Just like when Slick Willie was president, it's fun to watch, man.
It is fun to watch. I got to love the old family values politicians. They're always the guy tapping toes in bathrooms banging secretaries.
I tell you what, since you were kind enough
to
say I might agree with a Missouri fan here,
I'll be
kind enough to be the first one on this show to congratulate your Kansas Jayhawks on their 14th Big 12 championship.
Why, thank you. It is one, for the record books, the historic 14th Big 12 conference championship, or piece of there, beating UCLA's run back in the 60s and 70s. You know what? That is honestly the only expectation the Jayhawk fans had of the season. I don't care what they do in the tournament. I don't care what they do in the Big 12 tournament, what they do in March Madness. We won the conference. That's it. That's all we wanted. Boom.
I thought you'd rather have a national championship.
Well, yeah, we want to win it every year, but we look at this team, we're like, oh, good. We make early exits when our teams are good. Can you imagine what this team's going to go through?
They're going to be an Elite Eight.
Winning the conference was a big step for us. That's going to take us a long way.
I think that says a lot about the Big 12. And by that, I mean, maybe now you see why Missouri left it.
Well, the Big 12, they're talking about the Big 12 getting 8 teams in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It seems challenging, too.
Mm-hmm. And who's Missouri beating up on in the SEC right now?
South Carolina.
No, that's women's basketball. No, Mizzou has done pretty well, especially considering they were supposed to have the top guy in the country, and he got hurt 2 minutes into the season. Which, by the way, you better pray that Michael Porter Jr. doesn't have a dumb moment, and it would be a dumb decision if he decides mm-hmm. to come back and play for the Tigers in the tournament.
Right.
Because if he does, uh-oh, there's your bracket buster right there. Mizzou could very easily, with the proper seating, coast to the Final Four.
And you have already positioned in last week's podcast that there could be a Mizzou-KU matchup in the tournament already. And look at him. He's salivating right now.
The last projections I saw were second round. We'll see.
Right.
We'll see, because those projections change all the time with the wins and losses.
Yep.
Mizzou ended the regular season with a stinker of a loss at home to Ole Miss, who had lost 6 in a row. Ugh, it was ugly.
Well, by the time this comes out, of course, KU has the big finishing game tonight, Monday night, and that does mean senior night, and that means I will be crying. So don't call me after 9 o'clock tonight, please.
You're such a girl.
What? Oh, it's emotional. We're saying goodbye to Zvi. I mean, that's okay.
To what?
Zvi Mihailuk.
Bless you. What the hell is that?
Yeah,
what is
a
Zvi?
Is that somebody from the Norwegian bobsled team? That's what that sounds like.
It's actually Mondesi's new name. Yeah. There you go. Yepers.
Did you guys watch any of the Olympics last night, the closing ceremonies? You said Norway. It made me think of the Olympics.
Again, the WWE Elimination Chamber was on, and Ronda Rousey put Triple H through a table.
Celebrity Big Brother finale. Hello.
You are so
You're
lame.
Why?
Oh, that's so dumb.
God. What? You watched Ronda Rousey in WWE.
Which is better than Big Brother. I will tell me I'm wrong. What's better, watching professional wrestling or watching Big Brother?
Celebrity Big Brother. Nonetheless, and I think both were terrible.
And who
That's why
won?
I watched the Olympics.
There was no, what was the name of the quote unquote celebrity
Marissa
that won?
Marissa Jarrett Winoker.
Yeah, Marissa, that girl that Shaylee said.
And what is she famous for?
Who's been in.
She was on Broadway and she was in movies
and
she's done lots of things.
Oh, she's been in plays.
Mm-hmm.
She was in movies too.
Such as?
I don't know.
You know, we do this podcast once a damn week, and you can't do just a little research to figure out.
I'm
going to
junk punch you. This is a sports podcast. Nothing to do with Marissa Jarrett Winoker's career.
All right.
Oh, no. And no, I think we should debate her okay. IMDb account. Yes.
I mean, he's the one that watched it.
Hold on.
Know.
It's still searching. We still don't know who she is.
Look, I get caught up in the Big Brother, okay? I love that show. What, so, of course, I was watching
who was
it.
The I got to tell you, I didn't know it was on. Mm-hmm. What? Who was the most famous person in the house?
The most famous? I mean, well, probably Metal World Peace, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Ron
Artest. Former Ron Artest,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
There is a lot of randoms in there. To say who is the most famous is debatable.
Yeah.
Okay, so like from the sports world, it was Ron Artest.
Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ross
Randy
Matthews.
Glanville. Yeah, Ross Matthews. I mean,
you would recognize him, though.
Didn't Ross, wasn't he the guy, he used to correspond with Jay Leno?
He did. He was the intern.
Exactly,
that's
yeah.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. See, you know these people.
I
Once
did.
You
Omarosa?
Give it a second thought, Omarosa, yes.
She was there.
I would argue.
Shannon Elizabeth.
American Pie Shannon Elizabeth?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Did she?
Calm down.
She had her top on. Sit down.
Oh, my. Right.
Yeah.
Fine. Mm-hmm. But I would argue that, for the record, just for the sake of argument, that Ronda Rousey is more famous than all of those people. And she was at the wrestling ring last night. So.
It depends on who you ask.
She'd be a good one for next year's Celebrity Big Brother.
I would love to see Ronda Rousey in the celebrity house because everyone would die.
Frank Liddell was there. Or not Frank Liddell.
No. Chuck Liddell.
I'm thinking the music
Frank
guy.
Frank Liddell. Yep, that good old father, Frank Liddell. Yes. Boy, he was a doozy.
The Iceman Chuck mm-hmm. Liddell was there?
Yeah, and he got out first.
That's because you want to get him the hell out of there because he would murder you.
No, the very first physical challenge. He was the first one to drop.
That's true.
Very first one.
Well, he hasn't fought. I mean, he's not in fighting shape anymore. He's done.
There's always an excuse. Even your wrestling and MMA and all.
Look, he's getting into dad bod mode. Good for him.
Clearly.
Look, I came across. Did you guys ever see the Entourage movie? By the way, I was pleasantly surprised that Ronda Rousey was in the Entourage movie. Did you guys ever watch that show, Entourage, on HBO? Nah, forget you then. Never mind.
You know what? I always wanted to watch the Entourage show,
mm-hmm.
but I could never afford that Rich Folk channel.
Yeah.
True story.
Like, if I'm being honest with you,
right.
I think I watched the movie because I thought Jeremy Piven was hilarious. Now, I can't say that anymore because, you know of all the...
Right, exactly.
Sexual assault.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I can't say I like him, even though I thought he was very funny in those movies. And what was the movie where he was a used car salesman?
Yeah, The Goods. The Goods, because that's where I met him. I went out to L.A. and got to interview him for that movie.
Well, that was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
It was okay.
I never heard
You know
of
why
that.
I liked it best? Because they took us all out. They took us to the Paramount lot. They got us all trashed. I mean, just completely fall down drunk. And then they showed us the film. And to me, it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. that's exactly what you got to do to watch a show like that.
That wasn't by design at all.
Oh, absolutely.
That's how I watch pro wrestling, by the way.
Why do you even, why?
I will tell you that I think it's gotten bad enough lately, and you're like, oh, it's always been bad. I know, but like, even I'm to the point where I'm like, I think, because we got WrestleMania coming, that's the big one. We've all at least heard of WrestleMania.
Oh, sure.
I think after WrestleMania, I think I'm going to stop watching.
Are you?
That's a lie.
You're going to be done?
I think I'm going to, because I don't like it. And if I say something here, I don't want it, it's not meant to be said in a controversial way, but what they're doing is they're pushing. They're doing the right thing, and they're pushing the women's wrestling. There are more women's matches than ever.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing. The problem is the talent in the women's division is better than it has been, but it's not good enough to take up half the show. It's just not. They have two or three women wrestlers that are very good at their jobs, and the rest that are just not good.
But are you one of the few men that are actually watching for the sport and not what they're wearing or lack of?
No, don't get me wrong, because they still wear the skimpy outfits.
Right.
But No, like I'll watch a match, and but you can just tell the ones who really have the talent, and when they kick, you're like, whew, that would hurt. And then you can tell the ones who, like, they tried to push them up through the ranks so fast so they could hurry up and push the women's division. And look at us, yeah. WWE, we're so progressive. It's like, yeah, but she's not ready, and she's really not that good at fighting yet, at scripted fighting yet.
Yeah.
You can pay me enough to do that.
I watched it back in the early 2000s, you know, the Trish Stratuses and the McMahons and
you know
Stephanie
what?
McMahon.
If you're going to get into that, it's the only one who, because Trish, great to look at.
Yes.
Not a good wrestler.
No, you're right.
She was a 7-time champion. Yeah, that was scripted, because who else are you going to put up there? The only one worth watching was Lita.
Lita
did the backflips off the top rope.
That's right.
She was awesome.
Yep.
And she lived by the sword, died by the sword, because she definitely broke her neck doing a front flip out of the ring once. And that was the end of it.
Nothing to contribute to.
And
this
that's real life, folks. You got it. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Remember when you told me we wouldn't talk wrestling today? Snuck it in there.
I hate you.
But go ahead. You're the only one who watched the closing ceremonies. I would love your thought. And I'm sincere. I would love your thought. It's on my DVR. How much of it should I fast forward through?
I literally just watch the last 10 minutes.
That's all I need.
That's all you really need to see, because
like,
the last.
Well, they're closed. Great.
No, the last like 10, 15 minutes, they do this really cool thing with drones, and you would actually really like it, Truda.
Mm-hmm.
They make like just different pictures and moving everything in the sky out of like a million drones.
Oh, right.
It looks really cool. And it was just mesmerizing. But that's really the only cool part. I mean, you watch them come in. There's a lot of cool things that happen with the culture, with Korea, that they kind of bring in. But other than that, you saw them come in. They won some medals. Called it a day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of selfies to be had. That was about it.
Yeah.
Was Kim Jong-un there?
I would assume so, but I didn't look for him.
You think there's no way he was there? There was no way.
He could have been.
Kim Jong-un.
Well, the impersonator that was there, like, the whole games, who was quite popular. I'm going
to
go with that one.
There we go.
Yeah. Mm. Do you know Norway left with 39 medals?
Norway, if you look at, you know, a little thing I like to call geography, should
right
have the most Winter Olympic medals.
They're pretty set up.
So should Sweden. Should Canada.
What about Denmark then? Would Denmark also, isn't that other Scandinavian country up there?
Yeah, they weren't even in the top five.
What in the world is going on there? You know what? I'm surprised at how bad the Americans and Canadians are at bobsledding. Like, they don't even sniff medaling. And you would think that seems like a high dollar sport.
Right.
And you would think that the sports that require more of the money, you would think that the Americans and Canadians would do better at, but like the Germans dominate bobsledding. And then after that, like there was a Korean bobsled team who did pretty well. But then the America and Canada, their multiple teams, are sitting there in 9th through 12th place.
It's all about aerodynamics. We like our food too much. That's the problem.
Okay, then what's Canada's excuse?
Poutine. They really like poutine.
I don't know what that is.
It's fries with gravy and cheese on it.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Sounds what's
good,
it called?
Poutine.
Poutine?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have that here? Can you make poutine?
Do. You have it at various bars and restaurants around here.
Will you bring some in next week? I would love
Why
to
Why am I bringing it in?
Because you brought it up.
You know what it is.
If you bring up
you
fries.
You can Google it.
No, if you bring up on this show, and understand that we all wake up at an just obnoxiously early time of the morning. So like for us, it's like afternoon snack time here at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so when you bring up, when you walk in here to this podcast studio and you say fries covered in gravy and cheese, and you bring that up, it is then your responsibility to bring fries covered in gravy and cheese, because you know we're hungry right now.
Why is that mine? Why
because
is that my
you,
responsibility?
Okay, for the third time, I'll answer this question.
No.
Because
it's still
you
not
brought
a valid,
it up.
It's not a valid, no.
Yes, it is. If you bring it up, you bring it in.
That sounds really dirty.
That's because you are a filthy pervert.
Yes.
Me? Really? I mean, I guess of the three of us, maybe. But
just
I
bring
would
the
still
poutine. I mean, as if the word poutine doesn't already sound bad enough anyway, so.
We've already discussed that. Truda,
poutine.
That I'm more of a guy than Truda is. And I'll tell you why.
That's true.
So this weekend.
Is it because he watches Big Brother?
No, I watch Big Brother too. I didn't watch it this season.
Oh, it gets worse.
So this weekend, Sporting Kansas City has their first home opener this year. They're starting early, because last year it was like mid-March, wasn't it?
Yeah, I feel like they've started about this time of the year before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So March 4th, they play at night game. Right. His first thought, you know, he has a season ticket holder for how many years?
Oh, I've been a season ticket member for 5, 6, 8 years.
Okay.
Yep.
So very dedicated to the sport, to the team, everything
about
it.
I get up on weekend mornings. I watch the Premier League, City Till I Die, by the way. Thank you very much, Gunners.
What is
Suck
that,
it.
Anyway, what does that mean?
That's not important.
Is that Manchester City?
It's a Manchester City thing. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if I say like Chelsea. And you don't like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have an ex-girlfriend named Chelsea. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, do you? Yeah. Oh, well. Nobody likes Chelsea then.
What does that have to do with anything?
Their names are the same.
He would rather stay home and watch the Oscars.
Well, I was dismayed. When I was putting the Sporting KC game into my calendar, I thought it was Saturday that they were playing, and I was excited. And then I found out, I'm like, oh, wait, it's a Sunday game. Wait a second, that's Oscar Sunday. The game starts at 6:30, and so does the red carpet. And this kind of sucks.
Dude, I will be at the game.
What the hell do you care about the red carpet?
I love the Oscars. I love award shows. And the Oscars, I mean, I haven't seen a damn movie, but I just love the awards. I do. And I love the red carpet.
So you love the Oscars, but you haven't seen any of the movies. Because they nominate weird movies.
Can you tell me why any
of the Avenger movies that bring in all the money they do aren't Oscar winners? They're good movies.
They're not good movies.
BS. The first Avengers movie was fantastic. A masterpiece.
Mm. Well, look, we typically have a party. We get special food. We put a little red carpet down and walk the red carpet. Addie, she gets dressed and asks who we're wearing. I get all excited for the Oscars. And I'm debating whether I should sell my tickets.
It's the home opener.
Yeah, but there's 30 more games. There's only one Oscars this year.
Who cares? You're going to YouTube it all later anyway.
Who will you be wearing this Sunday?
I will probably be wearing, I do have a Perry Ellis suit, so I'll be wearing Perry Ellis.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then my next question is a serious question. Is you can't DVR the Oscars and avoid spoilers and watch it either when you get home, well, probably not when you get home, but maybe Monday after work?
I guess so, but we've got to talk about it for our show. It's our job the next morning. So
we're not talking about the Oscars next week.
Not this show, the other show we do.
Oh, that's right.
We don't have enough time to talk during that show, so it won't matter.
I love the Oscars. I'm in a quandary.
I wouldn't buy your tickets, but I would take them from you if you can't find anybody to sell them.
Oh, would you? Okay. Well, there are plenty of people.
Can I get your discounted price?